Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 9th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, on to the synopsis of today's show. So, I've been asked to describe the issue thrown up by the memo by several people, so I thought we'd start the show today with a brief overview together with my personal comments and analysis of the situation. And I will actually be talking a lot about the scandal at intermittent moments during the show, so plenty to sink your teeth into there. I'm going to spend some time talking to you about memory and why we have so little of it. In the internet age, memory has become less necessary. You don't need to remember a quote from a book if you can just look it up. So consequently, we have less desire to stimulate our memory, and it shows. We're going to have a little chat about the stock market. Why not? It's been in the news recently, as I'm sure you know. Then I will talk about government pension obligations and your rights. It is quite serious, so you will definitely want to know about this. A new scandal, or at least a scandal that has been bubbling beneath the surface but is breaking open now, concerns the Royal Bank of Scotland, which rivals and surpasses the scandal of Wells Fargo, which many of you will know about and I have talked about at great length on the show. The last time the US Congress pushed back against the imperial presidency and the overreach of the nation's security agencies was 43 years ago in 1975. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened then, and we'll see if we can make some useful comparisons. And then a couple of other issues that will be coming up, and I will address those, and that will be our show for today. So don't forget, you can sign up by going to the Podbean page, which you're probably already on. Look to the left, and you'll see the donate button, and you'll be able to follow the instructions, and I will let you have the shows as I see your donation coming through. So with that, I will leave you It is Friday, so I wish you all a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday.